Hey, everybody, and welcome to True Crime Paranormal with the Psychic Sisters. This is Katie Weaver, and I'm here with my sister, co-host, and partner in crime, Christy Brower. Hello.
Hello. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Good, I hope. How are you doing? I hear that you sent your dinner to the wrong house again.
You guys. Oh, my God. Okay, so... You know how occasionally you're at someone else's house and you order DoorDash to their house? Mm-hmm. Well, apparently now I cannot stop ordering DoorDash to my sister Kara's house instead of our house. I've done it twice in the last week, which also tells you I've ordered DoorDash twice in the last week. However, yeah, I keep getting my dinner delivered to her house.
Right.
Which is 15 minutes from my house. I'm so annoyed. We go over there to pick it up. And discover that we don't even have our whole order.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, dude, we hadn't drop blocked you before. We really didn't. But now.
But you're done.
Now bye-bye you're now. Done. See you later.
Anyway. Oh, Lord. So anyway, we still had to go to the place we ordered food from because they didn't have, they didn't give us our soup. It was just so dumb. Right, right. GB, as your sister, I would never pass up pre-food. I know, I'm like texting, hey, that's not yours. Anyway.
Well, we were pretty surprised the first time to have someone knock on the door with a bag full of food.
Right?
The second time, they were like, okay, then.
It's pretty normal, apparently. It's pretty unhandy to have your DoorDash delivered to the wrong freaking house. Kind of, you know, ruins the whole point.
It really does. Kind of ruins the whole point of DoorDash.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, at least I'm glad you got your dinner anyway.
I did. Yes. All is well now.
Well, good.
We went through the drive-thru of this place and we're like, hey, we didn't get our soup. After all that. So anyway.
This dinner was doomed. That's all I can say. It was doomed. There was nothing good happening here. Well, I hope that the rest of you guys are doing well and staying warm. I know some of you have had horrific weather.
Oof. In places that aren't used to horrific weather.
Right? I know. And we're over here actually like having pretty decent weather.
Yeah. I mean, it's cold as hell, but blue skies.
Well, and, you know, 20s and 30s. Like, we're not sub-zero or anything wild.
Right.
I feel like we're pretty damn lucky, actually. Mm-hmm. But
I think so too.
Anyway, well, I have been in the resin room for 2 days and I'm so excited. I have a couple of things to show you guys. I'm making this really cool table. I made one like these Scott and I did for my sisters for Christmas. And I didn't make any of these. I didn't make one for myself. I bought one, but I hadn't made it yet. So I've been working on it. So it's a white tray table, and Scott, he's a trooper, and he printed me 50 little round circles, such as this, on his 3D printer, and then I laid them in the table, and so they're lots of different colors, and so I just laid them all in. It's a pretty good sized round, like, tray table, and then... I put a bunch of different stuff in them. So I put crystals, I put resin, I put like variegating, color shifting mica and stuff like that, and created this whole table with all of these different, you know, little rounds full of cool stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what it looks like. And so now I'm just waiting for the resin that's been poured into all the rounds to harden. And then in the morning, I'm hoping I have enough. I might have to wait for some more to come, but I'm just going to cover the entire thing. So it's completely encased in resin. So it'll just be a clean, you know, level tabletop to operate on.
Yeah.
And there it is. So anyway, yeah, fun. I'm having a blast with it.
It's so cool. Yeah. I wonder how heavy it's going to be.
Probably fairly heavy. It's going to have quite a bit of resin in it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so cool, though.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be pretty awesome. So, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, that's what's up around here, mostly. We've been really boring. We took Mars back to school this, over the weekend. And since then, it's been real quiet around here.
Yeah, well, that's kind of nice, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm actually headed off this weekend to visit your kids.
I know it. You're headed to Boise. Fun.
Yeah, we're going to go and just get out of town for a couple days. It'll be nice. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Just wear your mask because, my God, do they have Omicron down there? Whew.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry.
They are the worst. Yeah.
Idaho is the worst. We are loaded.
We are hot. Hospitals are
packed to the gills.
Need to say hi to Barbara, GB, JR, RJ, Renee, Sherry, Cammy, Corin. No, Sherry. Gotcha. Good to see everybody here. Well, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the true crime world, as you guys can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk briefly about Caitlin Berry. We talked about her not too long ago, just a few days ago. She is missing from Sydney, Montana, which is very near the North Dakota border. And her family has organized a big search in Montana. And it's starting on Thursday in Sydney. And so they have a whole big plan together. So they're calling for volunteers. So if you happen to live in that area or know anybody that does that would be interested in going to search for Sydney, we did put the flyer on our Facebook page so that you can see it. I know a local hotel there is offering a really discounted rate for rooms for anybody that's coming to search. I'll tell you what, their community has done this right. They have been amazing.
That's so good.
One thing that happened is because they have flyers they've been putting around town, this little Mexican restaurant in town called them and said, hey, if you guys will bring us a stack of flyers, we'll put one of them in all of our to-go orders.
Oh, good idea.
I thought that was brilliant. So then, of course, they started reaching out to other places, too, and they're getting her flyer out in all of these to-go orders all over town, which I thought was really smart.
Yeah, it is.
The locals have just, like, they have stepped up big time to help Caitlin's family. It's amazing.
I love that. This is how it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is. It is. And it's not what we hear most of the time. And so I'm glad to see that there are some things happening that are the way it should be happening.
Businesses in North Dakota and in Montana, like, they're doing all of the printing. They're, like, the hotel offering a discounted rate for people that want to come and stay and search, and, you know, food being donated, and just so much of the community just giving of their resources to help. It is pretty amazing.
That is awesome. I just hope that they find her.
Yeah.
That's just the hard part.
I know. It is actually just terrible. So, but if you live in the area or if you know anyone and you want to share that flyer with them, grab it off of our Facebook page and it's right there. So how did the cold read party go last night? It was awesome.
It was awesome. It was really fun.
We went way over our one per person. We read probably two or three. Yeah, we did a bunch. It was fun.
We did a bunch. It was really fun. So if you're a member, you can go watch the replay. It's available. If you're a member, you can go get it.
Yeah. Well, some blockbuster news about Adam Montgomery. Do you remember who Adam Montgomery is?
I do.
He is the fetid piece of flesh that is the supposed father of our poor little missing Harmony Montgomery, who's been missing for the last 2 years.
Ugh.
Not only, we do know that Adam had shot a friend in the face and did time when Harmony was a baby. I think actually before Harmony was born, and he was doing time when she was born. Right. We learned something new today that's pretty interesting. Boston 25 is reporting that Adam Montgomery has been a suspect in a 2008 unsolved homicide from Lynn, Massachusetts, since 2008. Another victim shot to death.
What in the hell?
He also has been, apparently, a suspect since day one. How is Adam getting away with all of this shit?
Right. And why was this child placed with him with this kind of history?
Yeah. Why indeed?
I have so many questions for child protection and the decisions that were made on behalf of Harmony. It's just no one did their homework at all.
No.
Or if they did, they frankly didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah. How did he get, good question, GB. How the hell did he get custody in the first place? Yeah.
Right. After being jailed for a murder and then also being a suspect in another murder. Like, come on, you think you should give him a little child to be responsible for? God.
Meanwhile, in the Ariel Kalua case out of Hawaii, Hawaiians are pissed. They were furious about this case. They have represented Ariel very well. They too have done it right. Last week, her memorial was vandalized. And most of her stuff was stolen or torn down. And within hours, those people had a bigger, better memorial built and put back up. As well they should and would. They love this baby girl. They love her. And they're so there for her. But not only that. There has been some kind of unstable legislation in their state about what first-degree murder is. There's been kind of some unclear language, I guess, and it's why her parents won't be charged with first-degree murder at this point. And people in the community said, well, isn't this some bullshit? We aren't going to have this. Mm-hmm. So they have been fighting really hard. And the Hawaii legislation has just come back into session for 2022. And they have some bills that are being sponsored and picked up that are expected to go through to change the law around how the law is written around first degree murder because of Ariel.
Will it be retroactive or will it only be going forward?
I doubt it. But hey,
it's something.
Things moving forward. Yeah.
I just don't know how a parent killing a child can ever not be first degree murder, to be perfectly honest.
Agreed. Well, I think that's exactly what these folks were asking too.
Good. I'm really glad to see some communities waking up around stuff like this and going, hold the fucking phone. We're not doing this in our community. Yeah. That's awesome.
No, they've been amazing. They really, really have. Ariel, her given name is Ariel Sellers. Her adopted name was Isabella Kalua. The killer's last name is Kalua.
So you've split it in half and are calling her Ariel Kalua.
Got this all messed up.
Well, I mean, her legal name is Isabella Kalua. I mean, it is the name that she will be referred to as by the police and stuff. But
it's true. The locals are referring to her as Ariel because they're refusing to acknowledge these fools and what they've done.
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyway. Yeah,
retroactive laws are unconstitutional. I know. Still wanted it to be.
I know.
But you're right, Paula. You're right.
Well, so there is that, which is amazing. And speaking of some pretty amazing activism, there is also some activism going on in Washington right now for MMIW cases that is huge. That if it takes off across the country, could be massive.
Yeah.
And this is similar to a silver alert or an amber alert that would be broadcast across the state when there is a missing or murdered Indigenous woman.
Yeah. Well, missing.
Or missing, yeah. Sorry, not murdered. That would already tell the tale,
right? Yeah. But yeah, if they're missing, then there's an alert, like an Amber Alert, to bring people's attention to the fact that this is freaking happening all over the place.
Yep,
I'm loving that. We need that everywhere.
Yep. Yeah. So they're working on it right now in Washington, and it's going into legislation too. So we don't know that it will pass, but we want to support it. If you live in Washington, you need to look towards this and see if you can help support it. The legislator is Representative Lekanov. Lekanov is a Democrat and the only Native American member of the state legislature. And she is the one that's pushing for this legislation. So if you live in Washington, support her. Support her initiative. Do what you can to be a part of that. That's a huge deal. really huge deal. And who knows, you know, if she can get it through in Washington, maybe some of the surrounding states will follow suit. Would be amazing.
Right.
It the really other cool thing happening awesome. On the 22nd, MSU, Montana State University basketball, the girls are doing they're dedicating their game to the MMIW cause. And they're wearing special jerseys, and it's the announcers have a plan of, you know, the things they're going to say. And like, it's a whole MMIW awareness special going on along with their game, which that I just thought so was really cool.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to see people starting to get it. Like, this is what we need. We just need communities to get involved and do more things and be aware.
Well, last weekend, New Mexico, the Lobos, played Boise State basketball at men's, and the Lobos had on a special turquoise and orange jersey for MMIW awareness. So that I like seeing this catch on in forums where people are paying attention so that something will rub off on them.
Right, right. Because, I mean, how often do we hear when we tell these stories and talk about these issues, people are like, I live in that community. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, often.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all, I think, some pretty heartwarming and awesome stuff. And of course, as we're seeing all the states come back, you know, to the state houses for some legislation this spring, we should see some laws happening and hopefully some good ones. So
I hope so.
Anyway, we'll keep an eye on it and support anything that we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about Alex Murdaugh? Guys, Alex Murdaugh doesn't like jail.
He doesn't want to pay $7 million in bond.
No.
This isn't fair.
He hates it. He hates it. Yeah.
He is just such the epitome of like white male privilege energy that I can't even stand to look at his stupid, dumb face, you know?
His punchable face. Yes. I mean, really. When you say someone has a punchable face, this is Alex Murdaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And yes, he is like Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't like it in jail.
Totally.
This isn't fair. I only tried to assassinate myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he attempted assisted suicide, don't you know? I just can't. I will never get over that idiot that was supposed to shoot him got charged with assisted suicide. What?
Yeah.
So sorry. I just every time we talk about him, that's all I think about.
So poor little Alex. Life has been really hard and it's really unfair. And also the judge said no. She said, hell no, pretty much. Yeah. In a written ruling, she said she would definitely not feel like this was a good plan. Because Alex remains a flight risk and potential danger to himself and his community.
I mean, he might try to assassinate himself again.
Yes. Also, his attorneys are such punks.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Griffin and Dick Harpootlian.
Oh, the Harpootlian.
Dick Harpootlian. Sorry. Dick Harpootlian. That's just too, there's a lot of jokes in there.
Dick, your parents made you wrong with that name.
Yeah, I don't want YouTube to demonetize this episode, so I'm not going to make the jokes, but Dick Harpootlian, really? Anyway, that's all. Here's what they said. In a statement about the decision, Murdaugh's attorneys, Jim Griffin and Dick Harpootlian, said, Alex is unable to post a $7 million bond. He will remain in jail while these charges are pending. Going forward, we hope the Attorney General will put as much energy and effort towards solving the murders of Maggie and Paul as his office has done with investigating Alex. No shit. They actually said that. Are they going to Mark Means's College of Deadbeat Attorneys or what? Yeah.
I just like, what? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Well, and I mean, it's like he gets new charges like every other day. I mean, he's so screwed.
Yep. Yep.
This jackass. Well, you know, I guess they're really doing their due diligence because, you know, they suspect him of his wife and son's murder.
That was my thought, too, bro. Well, He did it. Okay. I'm sure they are investigating the hell out of him for that.
Oh, they are.
What an asshole thing so to say.
Weird. Yeah.
So his wife was somewhere murdered, and that's a whole lot worse than the millions of dollars he's stolen from everybody and all of the other shit that he's pulled. Come on, man. Yeah.
It's all terrible, and he did all of it. So come on.
Well, Alex, may your hot pockets always be hot. That's all I can say. So deserve hot that when you bite into them, they burn you.
Please yeah. have the day you deserve, Alex.
There you go. Hey, cat skills. There you go. Well,
speaking of idiots in prison.
Yes.
Would you like me to talk about, well, I yes. don't know. Well, let's talk about Chad Daybell for a moment.
Yes, speaking of idiots in jail, at least. Oh, yes. God.
Did you all know that there is a new book out? The Doomsday Mother, Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell, and the End of an American Family, which makes no sense to me at all because there are several American families screwed in this. Mm-hmm. Let me just read you a little excerpt from the introduction that I think will make all of us not want to read this stupid book. Mm-hmm. At first, the residents of Kauai Beach Resort took little notice of their new neighbors. The glamorous blonde and her tall husband fit the image of the ritzy, gated community. What? This is not a movie. Anyway, I thought maybe I need to get this book and read it. No, I am not. But let me tell you what the... what some of the newspapers are getting from this book in his spiritual manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb. Let me just tell you some of the quotes they have. These, I think, are some of the things that he, when he was texting Lori back, you know,
mm-hmm.
all that dumb stuff. Well, at one point, and we've talked about this before, but this article kind of took this another step. He writes to Lori in a message. Tonight, I figured out who I feel like. I'm a grown-up version of Harry Potter who has to live with the Dudleys in his little space under the stairs. Referring to his wife and children. Jackass.
Mm-hmm.
They are implying, though, that he was actually believing that the spells of Harry Potter were real and that he was practicing them and doing the spells over the bodies of the people they killed.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually true because I have not seen any evidence of that. However, gross and probably true. Because, I mean, let's get real here. Anyway, I was just like, what? So
the book seems to be a lot of clickbait and
really salacious and stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, the glamorous blonde and her tall husband. Oh, you mean resting toad face? This guy? This guy? Really?
Yes. Living they their lavish the lifestyle.
Community.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't.
Well, anyway. Speaking of the glamorous blonde, the golden vagina herself, Lori Vallow.
It must have been shining from below her shorts. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Just as like, oh, when I read that, I'm like, oh, I can't read this. No. Can't read it.
No. But that is but anyway, the latest on the street.
Yeah. Word on the street is.
The very unsubstantiated street is.
Yeah. Speaking of other jackasses in prison, let's talk about Ghislaine Maxwell for a moment.
Well, let's finish up the Vallows.
I'm sorry. That's right. You had something.
Yeah. It's not a big thing, but maybe it is a big thing. We'll let you guys decide.
We're not sure.
We don't know. Last week, there was a motion to seal a competency report, meaning there's been another competency report. And that motion was agreed upon, of course, because, you know, of course, it would be. This is her mental health. It's her HIPAA rights. And so that was sealed. But what we know from that is there's been another competency report. So, thoughts? Lori has a new attorney. And it's hard for me to not look at this and go, Does Jim Archibald think that she is not bonkers to the bone? You know, right. I'm really wondering if Jim's going, really? She seems to me like she can participate in her defense. I'm having normal conversations with her. She's providing me with the information I'm asking for. I just wonder.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I do too. Or if he just wanted a clean evaluation without Mark Means involved, like
mm-hmm.
without the blue-eyed baby angel, the angel baby mm-hmm. involved. What's actually real here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, Barbara.
We made her choke on her dinner. Because that's just how we are.
When I read this article, yeah, I was like, oh no. And then I went and read the introduction of the book and I was like, oh shit, this is terrible. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does make you wonder. And this mm-hmm. could have just been a regularly timed thing.
Mm-hmm. But I think she's only, what, about halfway through the next 6 months?
Uh-huh. So that it makes sense that they would evaluate. Mm-hmm. But I do have questions about, you know, our Archibald is probably like, okay. Can we get, you know, without any crazy interventions from the outside, can we mm-hmm. get a clear picture of what's really going on here? Because I'm sure, you know, he's still reeling a bit from mm-hmm. what's all just happened recently. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, let's talk a little bit about everybody's favorite little prison rat, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, okay, so one thing that's very interesting. In the case that happened in 2015, there was this defamation case that was brought by Virginia Roberts Giuffre, who is really kind of the driving force behind a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that included the names of 8 very important men who were way too important to be named personally.
Yeah.
So they were numbered.
Mm-hmm.
And so Maxwell has basically decided, well, if I'm going down, these assholes are going down too. So mm-hmm. she is no longer fighting to keep their names private.
Yep.
And so it's very possible. So Virginia Giuffre's attorney argued today. Or filed a brief today asking for those 8 names to be revealed. Because here's the thing. Ghislaine Maxwell has been convicted of child sex trafficking. To whom exactly?
Yeah.
Trafficking means delivering them to, we know, Jeffrey Epstein, but there were others involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Giuffre's attorney says, and it's classic, so I'm just going to share it with you. Generalized aversion to embarrassment and negativity that may come from being associated with Epstein and Maxwell is not enough to warrant continued sealing of information. This is especially true with respect to this case of great public interest involving serious allegations of the sex trafficking of minors. Generalized aversion to embarrassment.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah. Not having it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's good news. If we get these 8 names, because you know these are big names, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there are names that are pretty well known already, but this has got to be big
mm-hmm.
in order for them to get it sealed and, you know, all that crap that's going on. And, you know, mm-hmm. the other thing that's going on with her is that she is applying to have a retrial, have her trial declared a mistrial.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so easy.
It's not a slam dunk.
No, it isn't. And so they are moving forward with that as well. I'm just really, really holding the energy high that the judge is going to be like, nah.
Yeah.
This is not enough.
Yep.
So
there is a law that the judge cannot question or even ask or have information on what was discussed or done in chambers with right. the jury. And their biggest piece of evidence here is that this fool that's been in the news, the juror, telling yeah. everybody what happened in chambers, well, the judge can't really rule on that. That's not no. evidence that she can even take to heart.
Right.
So they're going to have a hard time with this because they can't say, well, he said in a news interview that in the chamber room, no.
That can't that be discussed.
Can't be discussed with her.
I mean, he's a dummy and he needs slapped for this. He should not have been talking about it at all.
No.
But, oh, please let this not, you know,
yeah,
be
the thing
that be tried again. Yeah.
Yeah. That derails this case. Oh,
yeah. yeah.
And but in the meantime, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, but in the meantime, Prince Andrew is falling from grace. Basically, he's currently
crashing to the earth.
Free fall right now. Mm-hmm. So the judge did rule that Virginia Giuffre can go forward with a civil suit against Prince Andrew for rape. Mm-hmm. That can be. So immediately after that happening, mm-hmm. the queen said, sayonara, sucker. Stripped him of his military titles. He can't go by Your Majesty anymore. He's basically kicked out of the royal family. He also is not allowed, like the royal family will not be paying for anything that goes along with this trial. He is mm-hmm. a private citizen to yep. handle all of this. And it's just like the hits just keep on coming for him, which I don't feel bad about at all, frankly. Yeah. One of the things that's really funny is that he has the title of the Duke of York because he married Sarah, right? The Duchess of York.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're divorced now because yeah. he was very
philandering pig.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But they now in York want him stripped of that title because they would really like to not be associated with him. So it's
they're
just
like everywhere. Demonstrating in the streets about it.
They are. Yeah. Yeah.
They're so, not enough.
Yeah. So everybody is like, yeah, bye, buddy. You've been pulling this crap your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been covering up for you and we're not doing it anymore.
Yep.
And so he is crashing hard. So we don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because this case could be settled out of court
mm-hmm.
or it could go to trial.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting and disastrous for him. But it is, you know, for a long time, people are like, oh, this will never go anywhere because the royal family will protect him.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing it.
Mm-mm.
And it's not like they haven't done it, been doing it. He's 61. They've been doing it his whole damn life.
Yep.
And now they're not. And mm-hmm. I think it's pretty awesome. So we're going to see what happens with that also, you know, because some of the witnesses in Ghislaine Maxwell's trial confirmed that they were present when Andrew was there. Along with Virginia. Gosh, I've got too many names in my head. So anyway, wow. Very interesting. We're going to see what goes on with that, you know, if he'll settle. I can't imagine mm-hmm. he's going to go. I cannot imagine he's going to go to trial with this now with no backing from the royal family.
Right.
I'd read somewhere that he sold a summer home or something, knowing that he was needing to liquidate some serious cash as soon as possible because he mm-hmm. was going to be. But did you know here, that now he is not a royal?
Yeah. He's not to be called Your Highness any longer.
No, but did you know that he can actually be extradited to the U.S.?
Yeah.
If this ever became criminal charges, as a royal, he couldn't. And now yeah. he can be. So we don't
it's
know
if huge.
This is the end of this. This yeah. could just end up becoming criminal charges?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Yep.
There's so much happening now with, and somebody was saying in the chat, yeah, GB, like peeling an onion with one layer more rotten than the last. Yes. And that is exactly what's happening with Ghislaine Maxwell mm-hmm. and Prince Andrew and everybody's affiliation with that asshole Jeffrey Epstein. It's all coming down on their heads now.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if they release those eight names, that's huge. Because they release those eight names, they could all start getting charges too.
Absolutely. Well, and as those names get released, if they do, I'm still not holding out tons of hope because these things just keep getting blocked. But if they do, regardless of who they are or your political affiliation or your, you know, loyalty, we all have to hold them accountable. We have to be loud about it. We have to expect legislators to hold them accountable.
Right.
This
we do.
100%. Has to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Because just affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein is enough for you to not be a politician, not be representing constituents. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even care if they're, you know, prosecuted. Just their affiliation is enough. Mm-hmm. Now that we know what's gone on here and now that she has been convicted mm-hmm. of sex trafficking, I mean, she trafficked to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of hard to traffic to no one.
Yeah.
So super interesting stuff. Yeah. Prince Andrew fell into the moat of shame. He definitely has.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else they can take from him. If he still has like a blockbuster card, I don't even know. Like, does he have a library card? I don't know. The Queen's taking it all. Taking it all.
They are. They're done. They're done. Yeah. Little news in the Nicholas Aliverdian situation.
This jackass.
Dude has made bail in Scotland.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
They let him bail out?
They let him bail out. He's still expected to be extradited to the United States. Hey, Betty.
Hey, Betty.
But currently he's in Scotland bailed out. Or is he?
Yeah, or is he? I mean, he's only been on the run for this whole freaking time. I can't believe they let him out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're also now saying that they believe that he has victims of sexual assault in Utah, Rhode Island, Ohio, and Massachusetts.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Well, they need to get him over here.
Mm-hmm. It's got police extremely nervous.
I bet it has. Yeah. Yes, cranky blockbuster. No one seemed to get my joke, but they would even take away his blockbuster card, but
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe they let him bond out after all that shit he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Horrible person.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Totally, totally disgusting. And I hope it doesn't blow up in their faces because this guy is wily as hell.
He really is.
You know, but initially reports were saying that he sexually assaulted a woman in Utah in 2008, and they wanted him in all of the fraud charges of like $250,000 in fraud.
Right.
Well, now they're announcing three more victims from different states. This just keeps getting bigger.
Yeah. That little creep. Oh,
mm-hmm.
They just wanted to get rid of him. Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to have to deal with him, but
Louise doesn't start harassing us.
Oh, dear.
And that would be free from Louise because, you know, he was arrested. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. That's something else. Really something else. Yeah.
That is. Gosh.
There was also a sentencing today. This is a case that we have not covered. Mostly because it's a solved case, but this is the Tessa Majors murder.
Oh, yes.
You guys familiar with this? This was a murder that happened in New York City in 2018 in 2019, December of 2019. And so she was 18. She was a college student. And three middle schoolers attacked her and stabbed her to death.
Mm.
Yeah, 13 and 14-year-olds.
My God.
That's horrifying. What in the actual... Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. It's so terrible. So her family made a statement. There was sentencing for the last perpetrator today. He's only 16 now. Oh. And he's been sentenced to no less than 14 years.
Oh, boy.
But here's what her family said about these boys. They have no idea what it is like to stumble up a long flight of stairs after being stabbed multiple times in the chest, her phone still in her hand. They have no idea what it's like to try to hail an Uber ride while sitting on a city bench after being stabbed. No idea what it's like to bleed to death on a New York City street in the presence of strangers next to a security booth. 14 years to life is a long time, but at the end of his sentence, Rashawn Weaver goes home. Tess never will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the motive?
They said that they were in a park hoping to rob someone.
And just picked her at random?
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. His lawyer, Weaver's lawyer, argued that he had a really turbulent upbringing and a really bad housing situation. And his father had been in prison, and he just he didn't really know right from wrong, essentially. And, you know, basically the judge is like, no, everyone knows you don't kill people. Sorry. Everyone knows you don't kill people.
Yeah, yeah. That is true.
Yeah. Very sad case, but my God, 13 and 14 year olds stabbing people to death.
Mm. Oh, no, it does happen.
Yeah,
it's horrifying.
Now, in a little better news, mm-hmm. Do you guys remember Daniel? Oh, Lord. Well, I knew it until I.
Robinson.
Yes. Remember Daniel mm-hmm. Robinson? So, Daniel Robinson, he is the geologist that went missing in the Arizona desert. We covered his case a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So his dad, ever since he went missing, has been on the Arizona desert searching for him every day and has had a bunch of search parties come out and help. They have found some other dead bodies out there, but not Daniel's. And all the while he hired his own PI because he just felt like the police really weren't doing anything. And he still has gotten very little support from them. And finally, he got word earlier this week that they have a plan for a search of the desert next week, complete with a bunch of equipment that he had asked for. So this is what he said on Twitter. He said, good news, pressure campaign working. A lot of people have been really, getting rowdy with the law enforcement in that area about this because what mm-hmm. the hell are they doing?
Right.
He said, I received a call from Lieutenant Angel of Buckeye PD. He informed me that they are still working on getting the equipment and resources I asked for, and they will make sure that I'm present this week when they start searching. I'm hopeful. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. This poor man.
Well, it's asinine that they've had to fight this hard to get justice, but I'm so glad that they're finally, not even justice, but just the attention, the support they needed.
Just to at least find him.
It. Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Yep, for sure.
Oh, speaking of sex trafficking.
Were we?
Well, a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Matt Gaetz, Representative Matt Gaetz, I think, who is facing sex trafficking charges. Mm. His ex-girlfriend has reached an immunity deal.
Yes, she has.
So she be flipping on him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just want to see as many of these gross sex trafficking idiots, the ones that are in the public eye that we can't even get them down. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a start, you know, but it sounds like she rolled on him. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe public opinion is finally, I don't know.
Maybe going to pay off.
Throw the book at him. Yeah. Gaetz is a puke. Oh, he's so gross.
Yet again, more jackass lawmakers doing whatever the hell they want and getting away with it.
Right.
And getting covered for by each other and by, you know, judges and prosecutors. And ooh, there's a judge too. So there's
the judge. Tell us about this. This is so great.
Yes. So there is a judge that, let's see, I'm going to pull up the article here quick. I wasn't going to talk about this, but we should. So I got to find the article quickly. But this is a judge who apparently made up bogus laws. Yeah. So she's in Tennessee and she has jailed countless Black kids by making up bogus laws and then enforcing the laws that she made up. Her name is Donna Scott Davenport.
I mean, isn't that an arrestable offense?
Well, God. Like,
shouldn't she be going to jail for these things?
You would think so. Last year, her county, Rutherford County, settled a $6 million federal civil suit related to illegal arrests and jailing of children after an off-campus school fight that she manufactured some laws to put behind bars.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, she's been all wrapped up in this, and there have been calls for removing her. So she has now announced that she's not going to rerun for office and she's going to retire in August. I just don't think that's soon enough.
I'm sorry, Donna, but I think
you should go to jail today.
Right. I do too. That's crap. She just gets to retire and go off into the sunset?
Right.
For this shit?
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully not. Yeah.
Maybe once she's not a judge, they'll be able to charge her. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but it seems to me that if she did that, she certainly violated the civil rights of all of those people and has every right.
Yeah.
The community has every right to
seek
recompense for that. What a bunch of crap.
So this is what the situation was. I think that it's worth sharing. So 11 Black school children were detained, arrested and charged with criminal responsibility for conduct of another, which is not a law, but
conduct
she
of another
made up that law to detain 11 children. And why? Because they witnessed a fight.
So they went to jail
on the schoolyard. Now, get ready for this. The fighters were 5 and 6 years old.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this woman.
Mm-hmm. The fighters were 6 years old, and the kids that were there and saw the fight all got arrested because why? Because she made up a law to put them there.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Because she's a heinous, racist bitch. That's why.
Yeah.
God.
And that's what the big lawsuit was about. One of the children that was arrested wasn't even there and sat in jail for a few days.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
It's like, that's horrible. And little kids, just little kids. I mean, the trauma of that for those kids.
Right.
Oof.
Especially if there have been detentions in their family.
Right.
The fear. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Or if not, I guess. But just thinking about other situations we've seen. That's just, it's so terrible in every
way. It is. It's horrifying.
But it's also setting these kids up for failure their whole lives. That
right.
We will never believe you. We will never trust you. We will find ways. We will change the rules. We'll make life unfair. And screw you. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sentiment, you know?
Exactly. It surely is.
Terrible. 5 and 6 year olds fighting. So,
yeah. With another day that ends in Y.
I mean, yeah. And no, by the way, it wasn't handguns; they were punching it out. But you know, this was cause to arrest 11 kids who saw the fight.
I was
dumbfounded. So anyway, she's willfully leaving the bench. Yeah, the school to prison pipeline. Exactly.
She's trash and needs to go straight and directly to jail.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is, though. It's feeding the pig. Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Crazy.
Oof.
Well, what say you? Did we cover everything?
I think so. It was.
Anyone else have anything that we didn't cover that you've had your eye on this week?
I'm trying to remember if there was anything else. I think that was everything. It was such a strange little modge podge of things, but yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's everything.
I think so too. That's everything I had on my list and then some actually. So I think we did it. Yeah. Crazy stuff going around. Yeah. Yeah. The massive snowstorms. Yes. And apparently we're getting a big one tomorrow.
Supposed to start tonight.
Yeah. Well, they were out earlier today spraying acid on the roads and stuff looking like, yeah, it's going to get wild. Yes. The Lauren Smithfields case was crazy, huh, Joy? Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a bonkers case.
Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to keep following that one.
We will. Not that I think anything's going to happen, but anytime soon. But
we're also tracking another case that I'm in contact with the family on, so I'm not going to say too much yet, but we're probably going to cover about yet another young person who was killed in a terrible way, and the police immediately went, suicide, bye-bye.
Oh, no.
And the family is fighting desperately to get some help. It's tale as old as time, you know? Mm-hmm. This is like the girl that was stabbed in the back all those times, and they called it suicide. And, you know, and her family's still fighting, Ellen too, Green, to try and get some justice. Yeah, similar vibe. Anyway, so I'll hopefully bring that to you as a full case here next week sometime. But
Okay.
No, never any charges against the Melanies. Also, nothing about what the grand jury was about. We know nothing. Yeah,
not heard anything there, which might mean they didn't indict.
It also might mean that they're holding that in their back pocket, for more wheeling and dealing. We don't know.
It's true. There's so much going on behind the scenes in the Daybell Vallo case right now. Tons of stuff we don't know.
Yeah.
Because there's an actual real defense attorney on Lori's team now. So we're going to see some things change.
What do you guys think Lori did and or said when she was told that Mark Means was fired from her case? And
not my blue-eyed angel, baby. Something like that.
I wonder, like, how did that go down with her? I mean, it can't have been good, but.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just things I think about.
Oh, I know. Fly on the wall, man. The first time she learned that, I would just,
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was great. Well, hey, we will be back. Probably cried, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Did she trash her cell like she did when she learned that they dug up the kids? That was a lie. It never happened.
Yeah.
Court TV said it happened. It didn't happen. But anyway, I'm surprised somebody hasn't been putting something out there about conjecture on it. But she said, come look at my golden VJ. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, she probably did.
Yeah. Oh, I would imagine she tries to put the old razzle dazzle on Archibald. It's just not going to work. It's
not going to work. Mm-mm.
He is as old school as they get.
He is. Yeah. He will not be razzled nor dazzled.
Razzled dazzled. Golden vagina.
It could be a whole musical, you know, once this is all over, but.
Oh, man. Yeah. The Lori Vallo story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to see it.
And Chad could actually be played by a real toad. Just a toad. It just sits there. Yeah, it could be a real toad. Except when you kiss him, he doesn't turn into a prince.
Mm-hmm.
No, he just goes to prison. I'm writing this in my head right now. I'm thinking about maybe I'll produce it in a 3-minute TikTok video. I don't know.
Right? Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Well, we should cover them someday. Probably. Yeah. Oh, the characters of Chicago. Oh, are based on two women. Ah. Yeah.
Mm.
It's true. It's a bit of an insult to toads. They don't really deserve this.
It's true. I'm sorry, toads. I didn't. I meant no disrespect.
Yeah. 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 Well, guys, stay safe. Stay warm, stay healthy, please. And if you're not, please get feeling better. My God, yeah. Just worry about everyone right now. It's just a zoo out there, man.
Definitely.
And that's an insult to zoos. But yes, we'll keep our finger on crime this week, as I'm sure you guys will too. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 for the psychic hour. So please join us then. This has been yet another production of True Crime Paranormal with the Psychic Sisters. Thanks for being here.
Bye, everybody.